All right, all right, all right, family. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Welcome to Speak Your Success in the Morning. I'm Jonathan Jones, and today is May 21st, 2025, and y'all already know it's a great day to be alive. I hope that, you know, you got good rest last night. I hope that, you know, today is off to a great start, and I hope most importantly, right? I hope most importantly you're drinking your water. Hope most importantly you're telling your loved ones that you love them and you care about them. But I hope that today is going to be the best day of your life. Y'all, welcome to Speak Your Success in the Morning. This is your favorite morning show. We're here with you live, all right? We're here with you live every single Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard. So you need to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell somebody to tell a friend that they need to catch Speak Your Success in the Morning if they have not tuned in to the show as of yet, because y'all, I mean, hey, why would you want to miss out? Okay, why would you want to miss out? So I want to get ready to go ahead and dive in a little bit today for our message. But even before we get there, right? Before we get there, I know this past week we've been talking a lot about sports and been talking just a lot about some of the things and some of the happenings that's just happening all over the place. Y'all, last night, did anybody see some of the game last night? Right? Did anybody see some of the NBA game last night with the Timberwolves and Oklahoma City Thunder? Yeah, Oklahoma City coming out the gates strong. They said they're going to make us a believer out of them. They're going to make us a believer. All right, 114 to 88, Oklahoma City takes home the first win in the game last night. So, yeah. They're looking good. They're looking good. Looking good. And I'm not mad at them. All right. I'm not mad at them. The young Gunners, they're saying it's time. It's our season. We about to go ahead and show y'all what we're really about. Okay. What we're really about. Okay. So y'all, let's go ahead and get in to our content today. And what I want to break down today as we go ahead and get ready to transition into what I like to call straight from the source. Okay. Yesterday we broke down a little bit in the book of Proverbs. We started with Proverbs chapter 2 and we went from verse 1 and we just worked our way down. So today we're going to pick back up. And the reason why I want to pick back up where we were yesterday, because wisdom is something that I feel cannot be talked about and cannot be discussed enough in 2025. Okay, because people are making some unwise decisions, if that be in the political arena, if that be in our personal agenda, if that even would be in our relationships, right? We have to be very, very, very careful and very intentional to the decisions that we are making in our lives, because at the end of the day, whatever decision you make, whatever decision I make, whatever decision, you know, your family makes, it's going to affect somebody else other than you, right? And understanding that every decision that we make, somebody who is attached to us will be impacted and affected as well. We have to be as wise as we possibly can be, because we don't want to drag other people down because of an unhealthy decision or an unwise decision that we made versus one that we could have took a step back before and said, wait a minute, if I do this, then what's the cause and effect of that, right? If I take this action, then what's going to be the result coming from this action? Y'all, so let's go ahead and get into our text today. And the word says, right, and we're in verse 12, the word says, wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, who have left the straight paths to walk in dark ways. Right there, it lets us know, right? Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, right? Saving you is letting you know that there's something out there that you need to be protected from. So therefore, we need to take note. We need to listen, all right? From those men whose words are perverse. That's people with that foul mouth, right? With that foul mouth, just using loose words and use loose language. We got to be aware of that. And then it says, those men who have left the straight paths to walk in dark ways. What is a dark way? A dark way is doing things the like we've all walked down a street, and you know when you walk down a street, typically the street is lit, but then you'll see those alleys and you'll see those back ways, and typically that's where people might get robbed or might get held up, or this is where people who don't want to be seen are viewed in the light. Hey, I see them thumbs up. Good morning. So this lets us know, hey, that's the dark path. And it says those who delight in wrong, those who delight in wrong and rejoice in perversiveness of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. Y'all, right here, it's really drilling down and letting us know the heart of some people, right? The heart of people whose paths are crooked. It says they rejoice in perversiveness of evil. So they rejoice and they celebrate evil and bad doing, wrongdoing. Nah, we not fans of that. And who are devious in their ways. What we have to be aware of is integrity here, right? And as y'all coming in, go ahead and hit those thumbs up so YouTube knows that you're enjoying the content we're putting out this morning. But devious ways are people who try to pull a fast one on you. Right. People who try to get more than what they give. OK, let's keep going. Let's keep going. Wisdom, verse 16, wisdom will save you from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman with her seductive words, who has left the partner of her youth and ignored the covenant she made before God. Surely her house leads down to death and her paths to the spirits of the dead. I want to talk about this a little bit right here in verse 16. It says wisdom will save you from the adulterous woman. Let's paint the picture, y'all. Let's paint the picture. Okay, I'm in Dallas, and let's not even go there like that. But typically downtown areas and metropolitan areas, there are streets that at nighttime there are what people call the women of the night that come out, right? These are women who could exchange money for favors, and those favors could be sexual favors, right? So that's what they're talking about right here with the adulterous woman. But if you're wise enough, right, the Bible tells us to flee sexual immorality. The Bible lets us know that if your right hand is causing your left hand to stumble, then cut that off, right? So that lets us know that here in the text, God wants us to know and understand that if there is an area to where we know will create danger, will create harm, will put us in a uncomfortable situation, then we don't even start to go down that path, right? If you know that you have an issue or you have a real sweet tooth, then you know you don't need to go nowhere near the bakery anytime you're in the grocery store. Because you know you're going to get over there, you're going to see the cupcakes, you're going to see the pies, you're going to see the cookies. You're going to say, you know what? Well, they got the cookies up here. Let me just try one. And then you're going to try one and you didn't need it in the first place. Then you're going to buy a box of cookies and then you're going to go home and eat them cookies. And I'm just telling myself, because that's how I am with cupcakes, y'all. Like, I cannot control myself when it comes to cupcakes. So therefore, certain times, like, John, you want a cupcake? No. I can't even deal with no cupcake today. Nah. Because if I eat one, then I'm going to eat about three of them things. All right. So that's letting us know here. We need to practice and operate within wisdom. Because wisdom will keep us from making the terrible decision down the road, because we'll see it on the front end. Y'all, if you feel me, hit that thumbs up. And even like it says in verse 17, it says the wayward woman has left her partner of her youth and ignored the covenant she made before God. What does that mean? That means she had a decision to make. And she decided, she or he, right? Let's just be clear. She or he decided that they wanted to do their own thing. And they didn't. They wanted to veer away from the word of God. They want to veer away from the truth, right? And then it says, surely her house leads to death and her path to spirits of the dead. If you know that anything leads to death, why would you play with it? If you know that you have the opportunity to choose life or death, which one are you choosing? I would pray that it's life, right? So today, y'all, I want to challenge you as we're talking about wisdom. We're talking about knowledge rightly applied. I want to encourage you. Use wisdom in your decisions. Use wisdom before you do whatever it is you're considering to do, because it's going to serve you well down the long term, right? Down the long run. All right, y'all, this is Jonathan Jones. That's been Straight from the Source. Today we were in Proverbs. We started in Proverbs chapter 2, and we went down from verse 11 and just worked our way down to 16. We'll be right back with more Speaker Success in the morning.
Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today.
All right, family. All right. We're back. Today is May 21st, 2025. And y'all already know it's a great day to be alive, family. If you have not hit that subscribe button, be sure to hit the subscribe button so you stay locked in with the channel. You stay locked in with our content. And like I've told y'all before, we're putting out more content than ever before. So, of course, we have our morning show where we go live 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard with producer Britt and myself. But also, we're putting out some behind the scenes type content, just allowing y'all to see a different side of not only producer Britt's life, but also mine. I'm going to start giving y'all some other content too, right? Start giving y'all some content with me just navigating through the life of now being a father of two. Being a husband and a father of two. And with that being said, what I want to break down today, as we're talking about operating and sharing wisdom, right? Today is Wellness Wednesday. And what I want to talk about here briefly is how can we begin to accept and how can we move forward in a world that's changing all around us? Right? Because it's no secret that people are talking about AI. It's no secret that people are losing jobs. And then if you go to other sectors of the industry or other sectors of the marketplace, then in collegiate athletics, people are like, oh, what's going on? Because these athletes are getting paid. Now we don't know what's going to happen. So we're freezing on the budget. And everything is just up in arms at this point to where people are uncertain about a lot of things, y'all. And people don't know how to accept and how to really work with true change. So today, I wanted to just talk with you. Today, I want to come with you and I want to talk about how do we accept change and how do we move forward in a world to where everything around us is truly shifting, truly shaking, and really moving around. And the reason why we need to know this is because if we do not, then it's going to put us in an uproar because our lives are going to be disrupted as we know it. And if you're not prepared for a disruption or you're not prepared for a shift or a pivot, then it's going to mess you up real bad. OK, it's going to mess you up. So the first thing that I want you to consider today as let's say you're going into work. And let's say the team structure or the management structure isn't the same as it once was at work. Like it was the structure that you loved, you knew, and you enjoyed at first. How do we deal with this, John? How do we handle the change that's taking place at work? Well, the first thing we want to do is we want to get clear on what are the new expectations, right? Thank you, Holy Ghost. We want to ask the director, what is it that you're expecting of me? Right. I know I had a previous boss, a previous director, and this was the way that they wanted things done. Right. They wanted us to be at meetings at this time. They wanted us to show and give updates about the things of the week. But how do you want things to be done? Right. So that's the first thing. We want to get clear on new expectations, because even with sports, when there's a new coach that comes in, there's a new culture. Right. There's a new expectation that comes with that. So that's the first thing that we must do. We must get clear on expectations of our new leader. Then after we get clear on the expectations of our new leader, now we have to begin to ask ourselves, how do I want to be viewed and how do I want to be seen? Right? Because if you had a previous boss, that boss saw you as one way. That boss described you as one way. But now if you have a new boss coming in and things are shifting and transitioning, you want to get with that boss and say, well, you want to get with yourself and determine how you want that person to view you. What's the brand that you want to put out, right? And then when you identify that, now that's how you continue to show up, right? James Clear talks about this in Atomic Habits. He says, if you want to be seen as a writer, well, you just need to, one, start calling yourself a writer, but two, write something, okay? So the first thing is, we got to get clear on the new department leaders. We got to get clear on their expectations. Then we also have to set our own expectations for ourselves, for how we want to be viewed, for how we want to be branded, right? And then thirdly, what you need to do, the people that are all around you, right? These may be previous team members. These might be new team members. If these people aren't familiar with you, maybe you haven't even had really conversations with them, I would encourage you to go the extra mile, right? I would encourage you to take time to get to know the people who are all around you. And you want to do this by showing up and supporting them in their respective areas, right? Because if you do not do that, there's going to come a time and a point to where you're going to need some of these people. And if they've never seen you, if you've never helped them, it's going to be more difficult for you to get assistance if you've never assisted anybody else, right? So that's a few ways that we can begin to approach change and approach a shift in the workplace. But when it comes to handling, and y'all, the point I want to break down for this is understanding that this will help you mentally. Because the thing that shakes us up is when we're not expecting something and then it's gone, right? You're not expecting to get fired from your job. You show up and then your job is gone. You're like, oh, I wasn't prepared for this. How am I going to get my kids through school? How am I going to get groceries tonight? What am I going to cook? I don't know. I wasn't prepared for this, right? But now I'm going to pivot over and I want to talk a little bit about relationally now. Relationally. One of the biggest issues in marriage, and I can speak to this because I'm not talking about nobody else's marriage. I'm talking about me, right? Before me and my wife got married, we went through a premarital class and they began to talk with us about unmet and uncommunicated expectations. Ooh, come on, Holy Spirit. You in here today. You in here. Praise God. So y'all, look, one of the things that is a challenge is if I never told you that I expect the toilet roll to come up under, and then every time I see you, I get mad because you got the toilet paper coming over the roll, that's going to create an issue. Because then I'm going to see my wife, she's going to see me, we're going to look at each other sideways, and nobody's saying nothing. Then it's going to be like, what's wrong with you? And I'm gonna be like, I don't know, what's wrong with you? But the whole time, it's not the fact of the matter of the toilet tissue. She can like it going over the roll and I can like it going under. That's perfectly fine. You can like salt in your grits and I can like sugar in mine. That's perfectly fine. But the issue becomes when the thing was never communicated clearly, right? Anybody feel me here today? Y'all, because when we're in relationship and we don't communicate what we need, what we want, or what we expect, and we just say, hey, my partner can read my mind. My partner knows what, oh, it's Mother's Day coming up. My partner already knows what I want. No, they don't. They don't know what you want, okay? That you may think that. They may even think that. But then when they open up that gift and you see that face go, nah. We wasn't on the same page like we thought we were, okay? And that's all right. But like I said, what we want, what we need, We have to communicate these things, right? What's expected, what we want, and what we need. We got to communicate those things. That's for the relationship. And I'm just telling y'all this after 5 years of marriage, and I don't have it all the way figured out. That's why I will ask my wife and ask my wife and ask my wife. We don't play guessing games over here, right? My wife, we don't hint at stuff. My wife might be like, I'm thirsty. Do you want water? You want me to get you some water? I think I'm hungry. What do you want to eat? What do you have a taste for, right? Because we have to cancel out the assumption, because when we make assumptions, that's how everybody ends up being mad. All right, y'all. So I wanted to hit on that just to make sure that we understood, coming from a corporate perspective, coming from a relational perspective, we need to make sure that we communicate things clearly. If they're never communicated clearly, then we don't get what we want. And if we don't get what we want, that creates what, good people? That creates and that causes confusion. And where there's confusion, nobody is happy. Nobody's happy. If y'all feel me, go ahead and hit that thumbs up button. But y'all, I wanted to make sure to hit that, because one thing we're going to start doing a little bit more on Wednesdays is we're going to start having these Wellness Wednesdays, okay? And the reason why we're going to start having these Wellness Wednesdays is because we all need some form of a release. That can be therapy. That can come in the form of you going outside doing yoga. But throughout the week, as adults, adulting, right? Maybe you have kids. Maybe you have a spouse. Maybe you just have a job. Maybe you just have your own responsibilities. But we need to find a way to where we can release some of the life that is riding on us and overwhelming us. And sometimes it seems like the world is closing in on us. If we don't get that release, then we're going to explode. The old example is, you know, the kids shaking up a soda can and you just watch the top go and it shoots off like a rocket. And that's how many of our people are today. I was talking to my best friend Mahari yesterday, and he was just talking about some work that he's doing around mental health. And he was like, yeah, John, some of the main people who first started out on YouTube, you see them not only going through depressions, but you see them jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge. And I'm like, wow, that's sad that it can get to that point, to where it can get so bad to where you don't even have a way or a process to communicate what you're going through, what you're feeling, and what you're facing. All right, family. So y'all, please take something from today's message. Like I said a little bit earlier, like, we have to begin to identify how we want to navigate change. And when we get clear on communicated expectations or uncommunicated expectations, now that makes it easier for us to play the proper rules of the game that's in front of us, as opposed to trying to guess and, you know, roll dice and pull straws and just hope, hey, maybe this is what it's going to be. Maybe this is what you want. No maybes. Let's be certain, right? Let's be certain today. But family, that's really going to wrap us up. Today was a quick, brief episode. Wanted to hit y'all real quick with this content. It was on my heart. And I was like, man, let me go ahead and share that with the people. Because like I said before, I'm navigating right now. I'm on paternity leave with my wife. And we have a newborn baby boy. And he is about 5 weeks old now. So now we're navigating through that. While also we have a 2-year-old baby boy two-year-old toddler who's running around. So we're just trying to navigate and put everything in place with that, right? Just finding time for each other and finding time for our oldest son and then finding time for our youngest son and just making it all work. So family, we're going to go ahead and get ready to get out of here. Today is May 21st, 2025. We're 25 minutes after the hour. Y'all, this has been Speak Your Success in the Morning. If you enjoyed this content, feel free to shoot me a DM at Jonathan Jones Speaks. Y'all see my handle just down below, at Jonathan Jones Speaks. Let us know, right? Let us know what you like. Let us know if you appreciate how we teach topics and bring topics to you. Let us know if there's something that you want us to cover for you. Because this is Speak Your Success in the Morning, and our biggest goal is to make sure that we educate and inform you, just to make sure you're leaving. You can go tell somebody about the show. You can go share with them what you learned, and, you know, so that we can continue to keep that cycle of growth going. All right, family. But until next time, this is Speaker Success in the Morning. I'm Jonathan Jones, and I forgot to say it, but I want to say it now. Down in the show notes, one thing that I'm really, 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 really passionate about is helping people start podcasts. And I'm so passionate about it that I have a free link down below to where you can click it. It says free podcast course. You can click that link down below and you can join my course and community. You get access to this course that I was selling, and the course used to go for $2,500, and not it just went for $2,500. People actually paid $2,500. Okay. So you can get access to that course just down below, and it's going to walk you through everything you need to know if you want to start your own podcast and begin to build your brand, because now is the time. So hit that link just down below, and I look forward to seeing you in the community. All right, family, we can go ahead and get out of here. But remember, 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 speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why should you and why would you live any other way?